Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mark Pazniokas is with us, ctmirror.org, and is here for a few minutes. By the way, he is the Capitol Bureau Chief, so there you are. Hey, Mark, nice to be talking about something other than the budget. I love this. This is nice.
I was weeping listening to your testimony to the importance of local democracy.
Yeah, but there's an interesting twist you have in you just posted a day or so ago. And that is this, you say, oh, local issues, that's what it's all about. It's about, should we enlarge the high school, da, 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 da. But the point is, in some cases, it's becoming kind of a referendum on Trump, a way for you to stick it to the man.
Right. And it's also, Governor Malloy is also a factor in this race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What am I saying?
The Democrats are not using Trump necessarily to say, hey, you're angry at him, so go vote for the Democrat. But what they are finding is there's a lot of energy among people who are, shall we say, a bit unhappy with the president. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they're looking for a way to translate that into action. So the Democrats have been finding they are getting more and more volunteers for phone banks. That there's just this energy out there. So the question is, can you harness that anger and that energy into something constructive? And, it's a hard pull sometimes to take that and translate it into going out to the polls for a local election. But there has been a measurable interest in doing something. And the Democrats have found they've had on the phone calls to be able to do to engage voters. It's been twice as much as 2 years ago and 15 times as much as 2013. On the flip side, the Republicans, if you look at their mailings, Governor Malloy's name pops up quite a bit. There's a lot of anger, obviously, over the state budget. The governor has come to personify that for a lot of people. He was, I think, happily for a lot of Democrats out of state over the weekend attending a conference. So he was not the face of the party going around trying to rev up people. That job was left to people like Senator Chris Murphy and other members of the congressional delegation.
And back to a point you made just a few minutes ago, and you do in this piece, ctmirror.org, Mark Pazniokas. Is that, the election was a year ago. A lot of people disappointed, obviously. So you can post stuff on Facebook and you can send out tweets and you can do this. But, I think in this way, if you go out and volunteer, you go out and you try and get people to the polls, at least you feel as if you are doing something.
No, absolutely. And there were people, you saw it in the Women's March on Washington. People wanted to do something. They wanted to do something positive. So you saw that huge turnout. And I talked to some people the other day who that started their activism in Connecticut, and they've stayed involved. The Democrats have been trying for a couple cycles now to reach out and engage those voters who tend to only show up in presidential years.
Right.
They did this pretty well in 2014, which helped Governor Malloy win re-election.
Right.
And now they're trying to do it on a local basis, which, again, is tougher because, as you said at the outset, it's local personalities and local issues that do tend to dominate. But, again, Trump and Malloy are factors here.
It'll be interesting, too. You mentioned Mark Boughton in the piece. There's Erin Stewart, obviously, in a traditionally Democratic town, at least has been for quite a while. She's seeking re-election. Mark Boughton, who's a Republican in Danbury, which is kind of a mixed bag, actually. And then you have a couple other elections where, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. Mark, I love your work. Thank you, man, for being on. And let's talk again. And like I say, wasn't it nice not to talk about budgets right now?
Absolutely. What budget?
It's beautiful. Mark, thank you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, Mark Pazniokas, ctmirror.org.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.